Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Friends in High Places, The Bechtel Story, The Most Secret Corporation, and How It Engineered the World is a Nonfiction Corporate History by Lautan McCartney, first published in the late 1980s. The book examines Bechtel Corporation, one of the largest and most influential private engineering and construction firms in the United States, and uses that company as a lens for understanding the relationship between private industry, large-scale infrastructure, government contracts, and global development. Rather than offering a standard business profile, the book is built around the idea that Bechtel operated with unusual secrecy while helping shape major public works and industrial projects around the world. Its purpose is both historical and investigative. It traces how a private corporation could gain enormous reach through technical expertise, long-term political ties, and participation in strategically important projects. As a result, the book sits at the intersection of business journalism, corporate biography, and public interest reporting. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Bechtel as a private corporation with unusually broad public influence. A central idea in the book is the tension between Bechtel's private ownership and its public consequences. The company was not a consumer-facing brand, but an engineering and construction giant whose work touched dams, airports, transit systems, energy facilities, and government infrastructure. McCartney presents this as more than a story about one firm's growth. It becomes a case study in how a private contractor can help shape the physical and economic landscape of nations without becoming widely visible to the public. That invisibility is part of the point. The corporation's influence is exercised through projects, contracts, and technical management, rather than through publicity or mass market recognition. This framework helps explain why Bechtel matters historically even to readers who have never used its services directly. The book suggests that corporate power can be most consequential when it is embedded in systems that most people experience only indirectly, such as transportation networks, energy supply, or post-war reconstruction. Secondly, how technical expertise turned engineering into geopolitical leverage. The book treats engineering competence not merely as a commercial skill, but as a source of geopolitical power. Bechtel's ability to manage complex, high-risk, capital-intensive projects made it valuable to governments and industrial clients seeking speed, reliability, and discretion. That technical capacity allowed the company to move into areas where infrastructure and strategy overlap, including military-related work, energy systems, and large foreign development projects. McCartney's broader argument is that engineering firms can become political actors when their services are tied to state priorities and international modernization efforts. Bechtel's work on major projects abroad illustrates this dynamic clearly. The company was not simply building structures. It was helping implement national ambitions and policy goals. The book therefore encourages readers to see infrastructure as a form of power. Technical expertise becomes a form of leverage because whoever can design, finance, and deliver the project often gains access to decision makers and long-term influence over outcomes. Thirdly, secrecy, access, and the hidden structure of corporate government relationships. The word secret in the subtitle is not decorative. It points to the book's interest in how much of Bechtel's business depended on discretion. McCartney explores a corporate culture that valued privacy, limited disclosure, and close relationships with political and institutional elites. That secrecy matters because it shapes what the public can know about major contracts, procurement decisions, and the allocation of resources. The book implies that a company can become highly influential while remaining poorly understood if it works through elite access instead of public branding. This theme also raises questions about accountability. When a private contractor operates behind closed doors, the normal democratic visibility attached to public works can weaken, even though the projects themselves may be funded, authorized, or justified by public institutions. The book is therefore not only about one company's operations, but also about the broader system that allows influential firms to work with limited scrutiny. In that sense, secrecy is presented as a structural feature of corporate power, not just an internal habit. Fourthly, the global expansion of infrastructure and the export of American engineering, McCartney places Bechtel within the wider story of 20th century globalization, especially the export of American engineering know-how. The company's growth is linked to increasingly large, international projects that required coordination across governments, capital markets, and local labor systems. This gives the book a broader historical scope than a single company biography. Bechtel becomes a representative example of how American firms extended their influence through infrastructure development abroad, including energy plants, transportation corridors, and industrial complexes. The book highlights a practical truth about modern development to build large systems. States often rely on outside specialists with the technical capacity and organizational scale to deliver them. That reliance can create deep interdependence between host countries and the foreign firms that serve them. By following Bechtel across borders, the book shows how engineering work can help define patterns of modernization, dependency, and economic integration. This makes the story relevant not only to business readers, but also to those interested in international relations and global political economy. Lastly, a critical corporate history shaped by investigative journalism, the book stands out because it is not a celebratory corporate memoir or an internal company history. Instead, it is written as an investigative narrative that questions how Bechtel accumulated power and how that power operated in practice. McCartney's approach combines reporting, institutional history, and critical interpretation, which gives the book a skeptical edge. Rather than accepting corporate success as self-explanatory, it asks what kinds of relationships, contracts, and political environments made such success possible. This method matters because it changes the reader's understanding of business history. Companies are not treated as isolated engines of efficiency, but as organizations embedded in public systems and shaped by strategic alliances. The book's value lies partly in this methodical examination of influence. It offers readers a way to think about corporate opacity, procurement, and large-scale project delivery, without reducing the subject to simple praise or condemnation. That balance makes the book useful for readers who want to understand how major firms acquire durable power in modern industrial societies. In conclusion, Friends in High Places is best suited for readers interested in corporate power, infrastructure history, political economy, and the hidden institutions behind large public projects. It will appeal especially to those who want a nonfiction book that goes beyond a company profile and examines how private engineering firms can shape governments, cities, and international development. The main benefit of the book is that it connects business history to broader questions of secrecy, accountability, and geopolitical influence. Readers looking for a conventional success story may find it more critical than expected. But that critical stance is also what makes it distinctive. Compared with many corporate histories, it is less interested in leadership lessons or internal culture and more focused on the public consequences of private expertise. That gives it a stronger investigative identity and a wider historical reach for anyone studying how infrastructure is actually built, who controls it, and why some firms become nearly invisible despite their enormous impact. The book offers a sharp and memorable account. If you would like to support Latan McCartney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.